What should Alex do now? What should Alex do now? This is an appropriate way to handle the situation. Conflicts during lessons learned meetings and any other team meeting may arise due to a difference of opinion. It is important for a project leader to identify and handle disagreements effectively. Whenever there is a situation that may lead to a conflict among the team members, the project leader should intervene and reiterate the objective of the meeting. There could be better ways to handle the situation. What should Alex capture as lessons learned based on the discussion? You must capture the lesson learned in such a way that it relates to the actual problem and hints at the solution. The learning that you capture in the lessons learned document should be accurate and unambiguous. The lessons learned meetings provide an opportunity to the team to reflect back on the challenges they faced and the strategies that worked. A project leader should lead the lessons learned meeting and discuss and document the points listed here. It is the responsibility of a project leader to facilitate the discussion and ensure that the points captured in the lessons learned document are unambiguous. The activity related to capturing the lessons learned is considered complete after a project leader records the lessons learned in QRPM, PPM. What should Alex do? Help him make a decision. The report does not have any errors or gaps. All the figures in the report match. There are no outstanding balances. The time and expenses details are reconciled. The time and expenses details are reconciled. All revenues have been included in the report, and all the pass-through expenses are covered. Ah, the report that you reviewed was a good report. It was based on a unit-based contract, and the units were accurate for the duration of the study. If you have a milestone-based contract for your project, make sure you review the payments against the contract or scope of work. The task of financial reconciliation is not always smooth. You will often come across discrepancies in the financial reports, and you should watch out for those. Can you guess some possible discrepancies that you may find? What could be the possible errors that you may find during financial reconciliation? Probably all of these can lead to an erroneous financial report. Some more things can be wrong in the report. What should Alex do in case he finds any anomalies in the financial reports? Financial reconciliation is one of the most critical aspects of the closeout phase. As a part of the financial reconciliation process, a project leader should ensure that no outstanding balances exist in the unearned, unbilled accounts, and the correct final budget is uploaded on PeopleSoft. A project leader should also check that all time and expenses are reconciled, all revenues have been recognized, and all invoices have been raised and paid by the sponsor. Along with all this, they should ensure that the pass-through expenses have been submitted and invoiced. All tasks specified in the contract must be complete before conducting financial reconciliation. After the financial reconciliation is complete, the project finance manager locks the project status and deactivates the project code and contract code on PeopleSoft. There could be some additional elements that are incorrect in the checklist. All of these elements are inappropriate, incorrect, and missing entries, and affect the completeness of the ETMF. You should always check for missing and incorrect entries in a core checklist while reviewing it. Besides that, you should also ensure that all the documents that should have been filed and uploaded are provided to and uploaded by the Record Information Management team. No files or documents should be left in the Work in Progress folder as the RIM team deletes these files after the file review is completed. The selected set of elements is incorrect. Please try again with another combination of elements. No files or documents should be left in the Work in Progress folder as the RIM team deletes these files after the file review is completed. You may think that it is an easy and simple task for a project leader to confirm the completion of project files because there are other functional leads in the team who are accountable for uploading the correct files on the ETMF and entering the correct information. However, a project leader should be very careful and attentive as the confirmation demands a thorough review. Here is what a project leader is expected to do. After a project leader certifies completeness of the ETMFs, they need to return the trial master file records to the customer as per the agreed-upon TMF transfer process and also archive the required project documents. The process may vary from customer to customer. A project leader should refer to the SOPs and scope of work for the list of documents that they need to return to the customer and the documents that they need to archive at Quintiles. Well, there are three tasks that you need to do. First, submit the project closure form on Getit. Next, confirm authorization to the DTL to decommission the database. Finally, ensure that the PMA deactivates the project code. First, submit the project closure form on GetIT. You should look up the project closure dashboard that the CGDN team will create for your project after you submit a Getit ticket. You should look up the project closure dashboard that the CGDN team will create for your project after you submit a GetIT ticket. Whom should Alex need to follow up with for the closure of incomplete activity? Analyze the survey results and identify the areas where the score provided by the customer is relatively low and a follow-up with the customer within 3 days is required. You must follow up with the customer within 3 days. There could be a better option. What should be Alex's immediate course of action after going through the survey? It is a good practice to first share and discuss the feedback provided by the customer with the team members. The team can meet and do a quick analysis of the root cause for the parameters with a low score. This helps in defining the follow-up actions and prepares for the subsequent discussion with the customer regarding the feedback. There could be a better option. Alex informed me that the closeout phase for the Worldwide Pharma project went well. I'm positive that he learned a lot during the project. If you implement the learning imparted in this course, you should also be able to close a project effectively. In this course, you learned about the various aspects of completing the closeout phase tasks of a project effectively. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. You should refer to the various SOPs available on ELVIS and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!